That's okay. They didn't even want a parsec. It's GRD Weekly. GRD Weekly, episode number 27 for this here 11th day.
26.
Is this 6?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I swear.
Okay.
I'm looking at the notes.
Yes,
the notes
so
say
we didn't do 26 Dragon Con?
No,
25 is Dragon Con.
Yes.
Hell, I don't know. It's September the 11th of 2008, and we're going to say we didn't want no stinking Parsec anyway, at least
yeah.
until Parsec season starts to kind of roll around again.
Yeah.
next year, and then we'll be all repentant, and that's not a word.
I'm sorry. So, in other words, for 6 months, we're going to be like,
we're going to be all like, F that, yo, we don't need no Parsec.
And then we're going to start crying for one again.
Yes. Do you know how suicidal Slice of Sci-Fi would be if they lost again? We just didn't need that, okay?
If they lost to us.
God.
Nobody wants
Wait a
that.
Minute. Those guys? Who the hell are those guys?
Yeah, you're right. We probably prevented
something. So it's fine.
Even
it's fantastic.
Worse. So, okay, yep, that's fine. So anyway, here we are.
Congratulations to them, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. Congratulations.
To the only people that could possibly beat us. Thank you.
That's a nice way to look at it. Once again, we're gathered around the round table here in the Vicarage on this here Thursday evening. Sitting to my right, your left, as you listen on your automobile radio stereo hi-fi system, that there is the Bruce.
I'm a killing machine.
Yes, I am.
Holy cow. Well, that's kind of a violent beginning of the show.
A little bit.
But it's going to be all right. Over there, maybe less violent. Let's see what happens. That there is Billy Flynn.
Why, you thick, thick little moo cow.
Ooh. Sounds like me.
I like that
Sounds
one.
Sounds like you.
Me, I'm kind of dull tonight. I'm just the vicar.
He should be behind bars.
Oh, my goodness. No,
they know what you've
done.
Yeah,
apparently we all have sort of a rep this week. So.
Rip, rip.
Oh, well, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, no. Nothing. No, nothing. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah, right.
No. Nothing.
Man, I'm tired.
Are you?
Really?
I am beat tonight. I am just beat up dying
tonight. You've got this. What is this? The Jones
cream soda.
Oh, that's cream soda, sir.
Yeah. That's not
crack.
A Red Bull, so that's not the same
No, I'm
thing.
Not drinking Red Bull, but this stuff, I have to actually partition this stuff out so that I don't drink an entire fridge pack in a night. It is so good. Jones cream soda, sugar cream soda. Oh, dude.
I'll have to take your word for that.
It's pretty ridiculous. Yeah, it's good. Anyway, I'm tired, but we're going to be fine.
Yes.
Because the two giant, quivering masses of energy that are the Bruce and Billy Flynn are going to pull the whole average on up for
yes,
me.
Yes, we are.
So it's going to be all right. It's going to be better. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
He described this as quivering.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay,
we're going to be talking about Dragon Con.
He's got weird fantasies.
Well, I don't want to talk about that. Everybody's sick to death of hearing about Dragon Con, so we're going to do it today,
yes.
and done.
And
we're done, all right?
And
then we're done for another
yes.
year. But we have to tell everybody what we done did.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right? So we'll do that in just a little bit. I assume we're not going to include that in our geeky week, however.
No.
All right, that's fine. So Billy Flynn, then, since Dragon Con,
yes.
what you been doing geeky this week, yo?
Well, I've read quite a few comics, including Galaxy Quest Global Warning number 1.
Oh, I get that.
Really?
I see what they did
yeah,
there.
A Galaxy Quest comic. It's actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
It's like you know how at the end of the movie they were filming their own series?
Yes.
The new series? Well,
yes.
this is like right after they filmed the pilot and something else happens before the show comes on.
Oh,
so,
I see.
So that's pretty cool. Another Joker's Asylum was out. This one about the Scarecrow, which had very little of the Scarecrow in it, but still it was a very fun little story.
So that one was good then?
It had a nice little twist.
I've been uncertain about some of those Joker's
They've been
Asylum.
Hit or miss. Some of the Penguin one was fantastic. The Penguin story from that was just, oh, dude. Secret Invasion number 5. Apparently, issue 5 takes place like maybe about 30 seconds after the very first issue. I didn't realize that. We'd been sort of cutting in these 5 issues across time to see things
that
as they happen at the
hurt.
Same time. Yeah, I could see that. Something that'll make your brain hurt, but in a good way, is Air number 1. It's a Vertigo title. It's incredibly interesting. It's about a flight attendant that doesn't like to fly.
Oh.
First off.
Bad job.
Yeah. And apparently she gets involved in some kind of weird, weird thing where there is a group of people that say they're trying to help out airport security stuff and they're actually like hijacking planes and crashing
them. Is there nipple clamps and margarine?
No, but it's a very odd, strange, weird story. Oh. Neil Gaiman said that he read it. His quote was that he read the first 5 issues,
yeah.
and all he can do is wait for more. So that's from Neil Gaiman.
Wow.
Okay?
That's a good
so,
one.
So based on the first issue, it's really interesting. I don't know that it's that interesting, but maybe the subsequent issues.
Yeah, okay.
Nice word there. We'll help that out. Final Crisis, Legion of Three Worlds was actually a good story. Another Final Crisis tie-in, the Legion of Superheroes of 3, blah, 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 blah. They've got their own secret invasion kind of thing way in the future. I don't know how to explain it to you. Just read it. It doesn't matter if you like the Legion of Superheroes or not. Just read the damn thing.
How long does the invasion go, though? I'm kind of getting tired of this.
Oh,
thing.
God,
it,
who knows?
I thought it was a summer event.
Oh, no. See, different the invasion is Marvel. DC is the Final Crisis, but they had like weird.
I know you can't.
Yeah. That's why.
So when is like Anal Invasion number one going to come out? Because I mean, well, they're going to run out of stuff sooner or later.
That's Vicar ass.
Speaking of the Vicar's back room,
oh,
giggity giggity.
Hey now, giggity.
All right, something else. This was really cool. Punisher kills the Marvel Universe.
Good job.
Like, was Fred Hembeck involved in this?
No. Okay. Sadly, Fred Hembeck was not. I love Fred Hembeck kills the Marvel Universe. Big, clunky Sentinels? No. Ninja Sentinels. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's from Fred Hembeck. The Fred Hembeck. Punisher kills the Marvel Universe. Literally, this is almost just a ginormous what if, because it wasn't gangsters. It wasn't bad guys in the mob that killed Frank Castle's family. No. It was the X-Men having a battle in Central Park, and they were casualties of war.
Oh, my goodness.
So he decides that he's just going to pretty much kill the Marvel Universe, and it was a really damn good story. Buckaroo Banzai, the prequel.
Oh, finally.
Yes.
You've been waiting for this.
Because we've been demanding
long?
It.
Well,
America has.
Damn right. This is, you know, the early years of Buckaroo Banzai before the fantastic and wonderful movie. If you're one of the, you know, Blue Blazer regulars, you're going to love it. And if not, then come join the fun, because by God, it's just damned fun. Something that wasn't quite as fun is DCU's Last Will and Testament. It's very odd to read a Last Will and Testament for an entire universe.
Hmm.
Strange.
To whom this may concern, you're getting nothing.
Who gets
you're
the
dead
dog?
Too.
Yeah.
JSA 18, I'm really enjoying the JSA, this whole thing they're doing, trying to connect and make a story out of the whole Kingdom Come thing with Gog now being here. Gog, at the end of this issue, creates Magog right there in front of us. We see it happen. Oh, Christ, that just means Kingdom Come's about to happen then, right? Has to, because that's what happens.
Okay.
That's what happens. We all know that. It's continuity. They never change continuity.
No, they never change continuity.
Ever.
In comics? No, they never do that.
Ever. So some stuff that I have watched since we all last gathered. Sat down with the missus, the Flinchers and I, and we watched the complete run of Spaced, for I'd seen a few episodes of Spaced.
I need to see that.
So do I. I've been really looking
forward to it. God, Spaced is so fun. Let me go ahead and warn you now. The first episode sets up the whole thing, so the first episode's a little slower than the rest of them, but stay with it. If you're a geek, well, okay, Bruce,
yes. You
will really like this show.
Okay,
I don't know
good.
How much you're going to like it, making references you don't get.
I know.
Would you laugh?
So say we all.
Okay. Says they were. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. Hawk the Slayer was crap. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Okay, see. Well, what are you going to do? All right, disc one of season two of Buffy.
Has it gotten better for you yet?
It's a little better.
A little bit.
But let me go ahead and tell you this now.
Uh-huh.
So there was Spike's big... I knew that James Marsters was in the show.
Yeah.
I worked in a comic book shop. I read some comics. I know these things.
Yeah.
James Marsters' first appearance here as Spike is just damn silly. I'm sorry. He's not creepy, he's not scary, and he's not as damn sexy as everyone wants me to think he is in the show.
Okay, to not go on the almost stay the hetero side, he does actually do get sexier. Yeah, I'm seeing this. Wait for this.
I do too.
I'm not gay.
Thank you.
I was going to give you this one.
This is quite homoerotic.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
okay,
one.
That's fine. He actually does get sexier. There is a scene in maybe season 6 or 7 where Buffy and him fight, and
so
you will not miss this one.
4 or 5 seasons to go. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and tell you now that, sure, I'm probably, you know, at this point I'm just going to go ahead and stick around with the whole thing. It's probably just as good as those Twilight books. I don't know. I haven't read them.
Because you're not a 13-year-old girl.
I'm not a 13-year-old girl, nor am I my wife pretending she's still a 13-year-old girl.
Right.
but I will say this here and now. I am not watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer for Buffy. I could really care less about Buffy and all of her crap.
Okay.
I'm watching for Willow and Xander. Willow and Xander are incredibly funny, and I wish the show was more about them and Buffy was just a side character that they helped out occasionally.
Yeah, I could see where you say that.
Because Xander, incredibly funny. God, is he funny at times. And Willow, Allison Hannigan,
she's just cute.
She's hot in an Eskimo outfit. And I mean that both ways.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hot because she's wearing it, and it's funny.
I got what you did there. Yeah
it's funny. So, I'm sticking with it. Apparently, you know, this is where it starts to get better. I was amazed that we went ahead and wiped out pretty much all the vestiges of season one right there. Boom.
Yeah, but you saw it, so that you don't even understand why they wiped it all out.
Yeah, I did. I absolutely did. I really thought there was going to be more of a payoff with the Anointed One. Okay. I guess not. Sure. That's fine. No big deal. So, it's got to get better, I suppose. I saw the movie Big Nothing. This is a movie starring David Schwimmer and Simon Pegg. that I never knew existed.
Yeah.
But I'll thanks to Netflix and like, hey, if you like this and you like this person in this movie, maybe you'll like this. So I rented Big Nothing. Now, you remember me telling you how much I loved Pineapple Express?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you remember why I loved Pineapple Express?
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Sounds like you. I loved Pineapple Express because it reminded me of one of these little indie comedies that we saw in the 90s as if it was an 80s action movie.
Yeah.
Right. Big Nothing really, really, really wants to be one of these indie 90s kind of movies.
Mm-hmm.
And with a better director, they might have had it. I forget who the director of this movie was. There's a good story in Big Nothing. David Schwimmer goes, his wife, I guess it's his wife, is the sheriff in the town, blah, 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 whatever. He goes, gets a new job. He's having trouble keeping a job. He's at a call center, meets Simon Pegg. Simon Pegg at a call center is pretty damn funny. They figure out a way to pull a nice, big, crazy heist. They're going to blackmail a priest who's been looking at porn sites, and they know this because this is where they work, customer service stuff on the phone.
I see.
And it all goes horribly wrong, of course.
And
with a better director, every time it got horribly worse, it would have been more and more and more funny, but I swear to God, near the end of the movie, there are literally shots, like entire camera shots that have no meaning, no point whatsoever. We linger over here way too long. I gave it 6.5 pants. Good movie is in there, just not the best direction. Let's see.
Six and a half.
It's okay. I mean, you know, it's really David Schwimmer is better in that than you'd think he is, and Simon Pegg. It's interesting to hear him with an American accent.
It's
a little strange. There are moments that are incredibly funny, and there are moments that are just so contrived and stupid. You're like, what? What the hell's going on? Just last night, watched the Matrix, the Riff Tracks version of the Matrix. Mike Nelson. Kevin sitting there making fun of the movie. It's fantastic. Him trying to keep up with what the Matrix is, because I don't know if you've ever paid attention to it, but Morpheus has about like 18 different explanations as to what the Matrix actually is, which is a little strange. And I'm not going to talk about Dragon Con, but I have Dragon Con written down, and I'm very confused because underneath it I have the words Walter and Michael written, and I don't know what that means.
You have no idea what that was from.
You need to write things out pretty funny, a little more next time.
Walter and Michael.
Well, apparently, hey, Walter and Michael.
Hey.
Maybe a shout-out?
Well, Walter and Michael, they're characters from Lost. But past that, I have no idea why I wrote that down. I have no idea whatsoever.
Okay.
So other than that, and you know, getting back into the swing of things, because I don't know about you gentlemen, but getting back from Dragon Con, it was very difficult to go back to life as
back
normal.
Back to normal life,
yeah,
right.
Reality kind of just bit after that point.
We'll talk about that.
Remember that first Daily Show? God. That was fun.
Listen, I'm going to do mine because it's really brief. Comics, I finished my Endless Nights trade paperback. I did finish the first volume of 100 Bullets.
Nice.
The trade paperback that Andy gave me. So I've still got a few more I'm going to go through, and so far I do like it. Strangers in Paradise Volume 3, I finished up with that.
I'm not gay.
Been playing some Wii with the girls. They usually are better bowlers than I am, so they beat me. But I put on tennis and I kill them. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I've been playing some Wii with the girls. And the only other thing, but it is a big deal, so I guess I'll mention it, is 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons. I am now playing.
Oh, you are warped on the inside.
I know. I wasn't going to do this. But, you know, I also felt like a poser if I haven't checked it out yet. We're throwing rocks at it from the outside when, in fact, we know nothing about it. So a buddy of mine who's...
It's in the computer?
Almost 20 years younger than I am is running the game. And he said, why don't you come and check this out? We're going to learn this thing together.
Hey, we've got this thing called Dungeons & Dragons we're playing.
I'm going to do... Hey, you old guy, come here.
Hey, check this out. It's called a role-playing game.
So for you people, the listeners, I bit the bullet.
Okay.
And I'm still learning, really. We've done two sessions. One was purely character creation. The second session was purely a combat thing, you know, to
hack
learn the
slash
dynamics of it. So I'm not sure I'm ready for a review yet. I don't think I am quite ready to review it because I need a couple more sessions. But I'm in there, yo. Welcome to the future. Or at least the present, which is a big step for me.
It must be the future!
Okay.
The only other thing I'll mention, at the bookstore the other night, I met Sarah. Now, I recognize that I have technically met Sarah, but I was sober and she was clothed this time.
Okay,
So
that's two big changes.
In the bookstore last night, I think.
I saw
her in the bookstore. So, and we were talking about Halloween. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't see it on the website, but it seems to me on one of the newsletters, email newsletters we've gotten from Fallout, that there is a Halloween gig. Am I right about that?
I haven't seen it. If there was one, I have not seen that one yet.
You know, pretty much every Friday is Halloween.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, and Halloween is a Friday night this
like,
year.
Because,
so.
Tomorrow night is, like, what, Saturday morning cartoons?
Yeah. Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
Smurfs
and the next day is bubble wrap.
But I'm pretty sure they've got a gig for Friday night. They're going to big Halloween throwdown.
Oh, I'm sure.
I want to go. I've already negotiated with the Vicarious. It's cool. I get to go Halloween night and do my Fallout thing. So I was thinking we ought to put out the call. Sarah and I were talking about this.
Okay.
For JRD. You know, for halfway local JRD peeps. Maybe Talk about that.
Maybe.
Halloween get together downtown.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Just a thought. Yeah.
So we'll get May and Jet down there. She goes,
so anyway, only if you go as the Headless Horseman.
I met her in there, and she's like, oh, where's the Vicaress at? And I'm like, yo, I don't know. I call her when I need her.
Uh-huh. How'd it really go?
She'll call in after hearing that, so you'll find out.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I got.
Actually, he cried and said, I can't believe a woman talked to me.
That's
what you've been doing, Brucified?
Let's see. First things first.
Obey your thirst.
Yes. After I got back from Dragon Con, I had a nice little letter from DirecTV waiting for me. Hey, it's an anniversary gift from DirecTV.
Yeah?
I've had them for 5 years, and they gave me a gift. They gave me Showtime free for a year.
Really?
All the Showtime channels.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it. It's like, what the heck is this? Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Click, click, click.
Oh, no lie,
and
dude.
The first thing I record, Clerks 2.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
No, not that one.
Did you get Secret Diary of a Call Girl?
Californication's actually pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well,
You should watch Weeds.
I will.
That's an hysterical show.
I actually want to see that.
Yeah. It is, and, you know, occasionally you see her in various states of undress.
Nice.
Not as often as you'd think, being that it's on Showtime.
But actually, I'll check them both out. I actually want to see both those shows. Clerks 2, great film.
Yes, it is.
I've seen it before.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I've seen it before. And 8.5 Pants, if you haven't seen it before.
Isn't it freaking amazing? Because I loved Clerks, and I was both apprehensive and uneasy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
About Clerks 2, seriously, no.
Really?
And then,
are you dipping into the well too long?
Could that have been any better?
Any more appropriate?
Yeah. The writing was absolutely perfect on it because you can actually have these conversations. I can picture us having conversations like this. You know, Lord of the Rings versus...
I'm a geek. You two are whipping out your precious.
You know, this is the thing about Kevin Smith. How can you have a picture that is that profane, you know, that is that foul because everything he does is ridiculous, and yet be touching at the same time?
Yeah.
And the dude can pull that stuff off.
He can.
You know?
And he pulls out a musical number in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Oh, dude, wait a minute. Rosario Dawson.
Hold on.
Oh, yes.
Moment of silence. Oh.
God, Rosario Dawson
dancing
on the roof.
Oh, nice jiggle. Oh,
best special effect of the movie. Okay.
Rosario Dawson. God, do I love me some Rosario Dawson.
He's going to do this for a while, Bruce. You might as well keep talking.
Had a little car trouble the other day with the wife's car. We were just driving into town going to
You know what's never trouble?
What's number
Rosario Dawson.
You're absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Back to this.
Okay.
Sorry. We had a car trouble, and just, you know, my wife's little battery light came on. It's like, okay, no problem. 20 minutes into the trip, the light's starting to going dim.
Well, that's never good.
And then the airbag deploy light went off, and then the low fuel light, and then the speedometer went to zero as we're still driving. I'm like, okay, got to flip this car around, try to get it to a parking lot as fast as I can. The fuel injector goes, and then everything dies.
I've had that happen. I forget which car that was, but yeah, I had a fuel injector going.
I called a couple people trying to give me a ride home, but it was all good.
Me included. Why couldn't I hook you up? I don't remember. I remember talking to you.
I called your cell phone. I didn't call your home phone. It was late at night.
Oh, and I had to sell off, right?
Yeah,
at night.
Exactly.
Because you called
me the next morning.
Yeah.
Which was fine, man?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, dude? I'm still sitting. I slept in a parking lot because of you, man.
Yes. No, I got a ride. We got a ride home, so we were all good.
Sweet.
The family and I played Munchkin.
Nice.
We got a Munchkin expansion pack from Dragon Con, and we played it. It was just cool, you know, the five of us just sitting around playing
a
game. We also went to Fallout on Saturday night. It was the porn star party.
Nice.
Another fun time was had
by all. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
Usually.
And just today, I got my graduation paperwork put in. I will be graduating and walking in December.
You're getting your GED. That's awesome,
man. Yes, not just the GED.
Well played, Clux.
We've been supporting you with that, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, I actually get my diploma from VCU with health and whatever degree is actually called.
Is it just as accurate as Police Chief Rodney Moore?
Actually, more accurate because I actually had to go through the paperwork and prove and write everything down.
Rams represent.
Yeah, Rams.
Damn right.
So I'll be graduating with my minor in psychology and magna cum laude. Thank you very much.
Well played, Clux.
Well played, Clerk.
Thank you. So, and that has been my geeky week.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Wow. We ready to turn our attention to the old GRD weekly mailbag?
Nope.
No?
No.
We're ready to tell people what's coming up.
What?
With some GRD news. No idea.
Oh, you want to do GRD news?
That's what we normally do. It's what I got written in the notes.
Okay. It's in my notes, but you know.
Notes.
It's the pub crawl,
don't
bitches.
Need stinking notes.
It's
GRD
the pub crawl.
That's right. Saturday, November the 15th.
See?
That is going to be in Shaco Bottom, Richmond. Luminaries abound.
Ooh.
Luminaries abound.
Do we have a...
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Do we have a brief list of individuals who are going to be there?
Individuals, you know, it's always a working list because you never know for sure.
Mm-hmm. True.
I haven't put together a working list.
Let's see. There's me.
Yeah.
There's the Flintstress. There's you.
Yeah, me.
There's him.
Uh-huh. The wife will probably go,
The wife will be there.
You're going to have, I'm sure, Brian and...
Techno Guru, Shrilla, and Wolfie are all going to be coming down. Shay's going to be there.
Okay, cool.
I know. I got a voicemail and I haven't responded back, but Podcasting Twitch Siegfried's looking for a place for two to crash.
Cool.
Yes, he talked to me about this. He and Susan Z.
Okay.
He and CultureCast Susan Z want to be there. I know that Peachy Holyfield and his insanely hot wife are coming.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Because they're going to be crashing here at the Vicarage, so they're on the way. T. Morris swears up and down he's going to be there.
I'm going to be sleeping somewhere very near there because I'm not driving because I'm going to be gone.
Yeah.
This is going to be huge. I have a terrible fear, excitement and fear both, but I have a terrible fear we're going to have like 60 people showing up for this. And nobody's going to be able to support us.
Shucky dang darn.
But where do you put them? We're 60 people. We can't fit those many people in half of those clubs we went to last year.
We could.
We'll be all right in Richbrow. Think of is Richbrow. Beyond that, I don't know where the hell we're going to go. But that's all good. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be carved from pure awesome.
Oh, yes, it will be.
So there's that to consider. We just mentioned...
Jet's going to be there, probably.
Yes, well, I'm sure Jet will be here.
She lives there now.
Yeah. Sure, and Scott and May and Jet and that's crew.
Jet, I am so sorry I can't help you move.
I'm gone this weekend.
Yeah. I got a wedding.
You know,
this
I can't either unless she needs the help of two additional 5-year-olds because I've got the girls.
Yeah.
Well, she's got little boxes.
Oh, that's true. I suppose they could carry something. We just mentioned Halloween. I suppose we're thinking about an impromptu Friday night Halloween thing if you're going to be in Richmond. Maybe.
And we'll actually put more of that information in the forums. Maybe.
Let's talk about that and take a poll. That's good forum over there, Bruce.
Yes, it is.
Let's get a poll up or something and see who, an informal poll, see who might be interested in coming out for Halloween.
Let's do that.
Sarah, I guess, is going to want to go to the pub crawl, right?
She'll be going to the pub crawl.
There you go.
Take the time. Well,
why aren't you going to the pub crawl?
I know. What are you people doing?
Why are you sitting there going, oh, don't tell me your state's away. I don't want to hear that.
Hey, you know what's going to be awesome way to identify yourself at the pub crawl when you walk in? How will people know that you are a geep?
I don't know.
They could wear some kind of identifier. Only there was a handy-dandy thing for the Geek Radio Daily pub crawl that would let people know that they were part of a Geek Radio Daily pub crawl.
What could it be? If only you could go to cafepress.com/Geek Radio Daily and find something. What would it be?
Panties.
You should just show up wearing the GRDA panties.
It's Halloween at Fallout. You can.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? Well, not in November.
I've seen people in less.
We're talking pub crawl.
It's going to be fine anyway.
Wear
all right.
a coat, ladies.
We need to do a Kevin Smith episode, by the way.
We do.
We're talking about Kevin Smith movies. 37 we're aiming for,
11
right?
more episodes.
Okay, nice.
So Walt Flanagan, Kevin Smith, guys, come on. Someone answer my calls.
Yeah, okay? Really.
Hello. Return a phone call. Somebody.
Come
we're working on it.
Somebody knows somebody.
Not for lack
Send
of
an
trying.
Email.
Yeah. Okay.
Kevin Smith, I own laser discs of yours, for God's sakes. That's how much of a fan I am, okay? So come on my show just for a moment and tell me how crappy it is.
Don't you have the movies lunchbox?
I do have the movies lunchbox.
See,
right
he's got the movies lunchbox. Give him a call.
I bought Clerks on laser disc. Okay?
What about Moj? I wonder if Moj would be interested in coming on. I'd take Moj.
Moj?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, Moj. I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you were talking about The Simpsons. Somebody get the Jaws of Life.
Scott Mosier.
Is there an alcoholic here?
I'd have Scott Mosier on.
Looking for a man to hug and kiss.
Anyway. All right. Is that enough for Geek News?
Man to hug. Oh, sure. I suppose.
Or Geek Radio Daily News.
Whatever. Sure. So you want to check some mail?
Let's do that.
Ooh, could that be email coming my way?
Nice.
What is that from?
I'm not sure, but it sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, kids, I have one piece of print mail. We'll jump right into that. Hello, gentlemen of GRD, Carissa here.
Gentlemen.
Carissa.
Carissa explains it all?
Okay, maybe that's
we'll go with that one.
Loving listening to my daily dose of geek, and sorry I missed all of you at Dragon Con. Tear.
Have
a request for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you mind if I put a link to GRD in an Other Things You May Enjoy blog for
Not
some
at all.
Of my
Do
readers?
It, please.
I've been getting some requests for geekdom and passing word of you verbally, but I didn't want to link without your permission. So I think that's a yes.
Yes,
by all
Resounding.
Means, post us everywhere. In fact, get some spray paint cities all over the walls, everywhere.
By the way, I find it very rude that you would make me laugh so hard I had to pull over and make a gotta piddle stop on my way home this morning. See if I ever grab my boobs for you again.
Have you grabbed your boob for us before?
That's what I mean. Is it? Yeah, really? Have we met her and we don't remember?
I don't know.
The mics are on, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Just kidding. To make with the hilarity, for it brightens an otherwise dull and humorless world. I hate that because, you know, actually when I went into the, bookstore last night, Sarah was working, mm-hmm. and I had one of those, you don't remember me, do you, moments that just always make a man's blood freeze,
I remember,
you know,
yeah.
when you hear that, because mm-hmm. you're like, oh, God, should we know this person? I think we have, Carissa, we just have bad memories.
Did you call her the wrong name?
I don't know.
That is what we call a dick move.
Wow. Yeah. All right, that's all I got for print mail. Carissa, thank you so much for writing. Please continue to grab your boobs and be, you know, put your blog up. That's fine.
And show them to me. Show them to Flinstress. She would really love to see them.
The Flinstress wants to see your
boobs. So would the wife.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Got lost there in the train of thought. I was like, wait, there's too many people in that sentence.
Do we have any voicemail, sir?
We certainly do, and of course, we should start it right off with Jabba.
Hey, before Dragon Con, you were talking about...
Hello?
Patio Damn. Books.
Oh.
Sponsoring parties. And Friday night, Scott Sigler's Pimps and Hoes 2. The Wrath of Bone. Sorry, I'm listening to the podcast so I can cite it verbatim. Anyway, being that I've never been to a con, and I like everything seems so overtly sexual about it. I'm just mm-hmm. curious, is it just like a raw mass of orgies? Because that's what it comes off as to a non-con attendee.
I wouldn't say raw.
I wouldn't say...
Should we address this in the main topic?
Yeah, I think we'll have to.
I think that would be more appropriate there, because I'm sure we'll go over all the stuff.
So Jabba, that answer's coming
So hang
soon.
On, Jabba. Yeah, we'll tell you about that in a minute.
And here's someone that goes to introduce themselves, but kind of forgets to.
Hey, GRD Weekly guys. This is... I'm sorry, I'm driving on the road, and it looked like I just passed a dog whose tail was wagging. He's laying in the road. It was the saddest and creepiest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. And I'm sorry I didn't mean to start my call that way.
Who are you?
Billy Flynn, Vicar, Bruce.
No, that's us.
Flinstress, hey, how you doing? I was listening to EP24. Throw you in there, too. How you doing? Listen to the Baltimore stuff. Edgar Allan Poe, in case you haven't ever been there, about over it 10 years ago. I was in Baltimore, went to see Edgar Allan Poe's house, went to the tomb, you know, put a penny on the tomb with my cousin.
Nice.
And then went to the house, which is very difficult to find. I don't know if you've ever tried to find the Poe house in Baltimore, but when we were there,
I've been
like
in the Poe house.
Make sure you check the schedule that it's going to be open, and go armed. The second thing, I cannot believe I did not get the trivia. Big Tom Hanks fan.
Exactly.
And, City of Crime.
The City of Crime.
I think I can probably sing it all. I'm not going to do it.
Come on.
For you now. You can thank me, I guess. Anyway, that's all I wanted to do. I was a little ticked off that I didn't get that. But as Dabney Coleman's character said in Dragnet, gentlemen, you have balls as big as church bells. See ya. Bye.
Thanks.
Whoever you are.
Well, apparently if you go back at the he's like, this is So apparently that's
so,
So right. Thanks,
Everybody
thanks,
needs a handle. He's from now on. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. That's fantastic. Hey, look, it's a message from Jabba.
We need a geeky president. Like one that'll turn one of the rooms in the White House into like the... Like a holodeck or something. That'd be cool.
Actually pretty good.
One time when I was in the Navy, I asked my captain if he ever pretended like he was Picard, and when we get underway, if he was ever like engage with his finger, and everybody looked around at me like, what a fucking moron, who would ask that to the captain? And he's like, yeah, actually sometimes I do. Score.
Sir, it's the Enterprise.
Oh, that's it.
I love it when Jabba calls with presidential thoughts.
That may be my favorite voicemail ever.
Really?
It may be close.
Huh.
I don't know why. I just, that had all the elements of a bloody damn near perfect voicemail.
So then should we not play this other voicemail, which happens to be, why look, from Jabba.
Oh, God, all right.
Well, I don't get it. When you talk about Lifetime for women in those crappy movies, are you actually watching them? Like, why would you announce that? You don't watch it. I mean, I realized I was laughing at it. I was, and then I was like, wait a minute, why are you talking about that? It's peculiar. It's preternatural.
What?
It's suspect.
Okay, well, let's see. As you know, the vicar and I do have a terrestrial radio gig that we work at, and one of the few moments that we're on the air together, which is just sheer radio brilliance.
Oh yeah,
I might
every
add,
day.
Yeah. Is when we do the TV pages. We've been doing TV pages hell as long as I've been there. Apparently, there was some less talented person before me that did TV pages with you. I don't know. Well, I never heard them. I'm just no one could be as good as me. That's all I'm saying. Anyway. I tend to find that when I was looking for TV pages, generally the most weirdest, strangest, stupidest sounding movies just happens to be on Lifetime Television
for women.
And it just always, I believe we, the vicar and I would just have discussions going, really? Are women actually watching this? This is women's entertainment and this is what they're putting on there? So generally, except for the last... what week or so you notice it's really been Hallmark.
Yeah, they've had the corner on that.
They've had the corner on it for a while because they keep trying to show these things like how to look good naked and whatever. And so no, I have not actually seen any of these Lifetime movies we've ever talked about.
No, yeah, that was my answer,
and
too.
I would be disappointed, I think, because they can't be as
they
good as the
description. They can't live up to the name. Yeah, there's nothing that you could ever put in a movie that would make it as good as A Colon for Susie.
I know,
tonight,
guys.
So what we do is a public service. This is on TV if you want to watch it. We don't have to watch it ourselves. We're just providing the information. That's what we do.
Exactly.
I love Jabba's voicemails. Really, somebody else, for the love of God.
Please.
Call me as well. I like playing Jabba's voicemails.
Yes.
I do it.
No
you
doubt.
Know, just someone else in addition.
Hey,
for God's sake, call us.
Could you call back? Because that would be awesome.
Give me your name.
Love to hear.
What's the phone number there for GRD?
That would be 206-3-FUN-HECK.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Because I have no idea what the actual number is.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter a damn.
If you can spell 3-FUN-HECK, well, it's the number 3 and then spell out fun-HECK. If you try to spell out 3
you got too many letters.
Fun, no, it's over. It's done. It's just, it's no good.
You never get to the heck.
Yeah.
No.
And that's no good.
And
nobody
the heck's
wants
the
that.
Best part.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right. So listen, we're coming back with some DragonCon news.
Really? Look at you.
You don't look good.
Are we doing a fit club?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
I didn't think
we
were, given that you didn't bring the weighing accoutrement.
We do other fit club stuff, other than just the weigh-ins.
Okay.
Just because you don't work out doesn't mean other people do. Wait, just because you don't doesn't mean that other people don't. That's what I'm trying to say.
There.
The double negative.
Yeah, okay. It's always tricky.
Is the promo done?
It's just the music.
Okay. It's just a bit. It's fine.
Because we were talking to the entire thing.
It's fine. Fine. You're a silky boy, Vicar.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. Talk about fitness. Usually we talk about fitness today. I want to talk a little bit about health. I strongly encourage everybody out there to get their blood pressure and their cholesterol checked.
Oh, did you bring stuff to test ours?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, F you.
Well, but you can get this done. I don't have the equipment to do cholesterol and blood pressure.
That's what we call a dick move.
Yeah, well.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, as much caffeine as the vicar generally has in his system, you know, his blood pressure is going to be a little high. You're good.
You listen to your pulse, it's like listening to rabbits screwing. That's what that's...
And me back to the serious all of a sudden. Sorry. Hypertension, aka high blood pressure, is known as a silent killer for a reason.
Boring.
Yes, I know.
Wow, that's really, really boring.
The only reason I bring this up because somebody on the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com. Thank you. Actually brought this up that said her blood pressure was too high and had to change this and that and the other thing about her diet. So please get your cholesterol checked, get your high blood pressure checked.
Is this the thing about salt?
Yes.
So you're saying that salt, unless you pretty much eat a salt mine.
Actually, yeah, if you eat a salt mine, you're pretty much going to have other problems other than hypertension. But there is a myth. It's actually been, everybody thought this was true for the longest time. They just recently found out.
Because they
said
it on Good Times a lot, too.
This is not actually the truth. Salt does not always cause hypertension.
Not always.
Florida lied to us?
Yes, Florida lied to us.
She was just trying to protect James. Damn, James is dead.
Actually, only 10% of hypertension is caused by sodium. The other 90%? Nobody really knows.
Oh.
So that's what they tell you. I know.
Well, thanks for the heads up, man.
Yeah. So if they tell you to stop, you know, salt, just stop the salt intake, you're trying to be in that
10%. It couldn't hurt to do a little less.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, don't be like, that's going to save me. Yeah, don't be scared of salt. Only the devil's supposed to be scared of salt when you throw it over your shoulder after you spill it. Yes.
They
look confused.
Or put it on a bird's tail. They don't, supposed to not fly away.
That's right. Yeah. Wow. stupid things with salt. Tonight's episode of...
Buckshot has the same effect, but...
Yeah. That just really just messes up the bird, though.
Yeah.
Completely.
So can I take it from the fact you wanted to skip right over this, that you haven't been really doing anything? Have you gone back to the gyms?
No, I've been to the gym. I've been lifting
this
week.
Good man.
Yeah,
good man.
So
there you go.
So have I.
And, you know...
It's really all I'm doing, though. My cardio has not been great. I've been exhausted since DragonCon, I have to tell you. I've been exhausted every day for 2 weeks.
That first day back, you know, waking up the next day, I was like, no,
yeah.
I can't do anything.
Yeah. My
but
cardio
that, blam.
Has really sucked. But I've been trying to maintain arms, you know, just trying to maintain cut and stuff. So I'm still lifting. But the stuff
hey,
that's actually good for
this
me...
This dead guy with hypertension. Boy, his arms look good.
Yeah, I know. The stuff that's actually good for me, like losing weight and getting my heart stronger, oh, F that.
Yeah,
but look at these
that?
Guns, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
yeah, I know. Hey. I'm a little left up with my priorities.
Live
there,
hard, die young, leave a pretty corpse.
That's what she
but
said.
But you like to have the good-looking arms,
oh,
though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's hard. But no, I know. I need
yeah,
to,
but if you've
I
got really good arms and you can't make it through a... intimate session without passing out or sweating profusely.
Oh,
all
well,
of
I'm all right because you know, sex night hasn't come around yet, and so I'm all right. You know,
oh.
Once a quarter, like clockwork.
Huh.
Bam, whether she likes it or not. So.
You know that thing we do once a year?
No,
yeah. Only three months left to go.
I'm kidding. I'm still in the saddle, yo. I'm fine.
Wow. So she's putting a saddle on you. You're doing pony play. That's wow.
Hey, whatever works. Listen,
whatever works.
Hey, different strokes for different folks.
Right. Don't let me forget. We got to talk a little bit about Fit Club when we do the main topic too. Don't let me forget that.
Okay. All right. I'm
and we
too.
Will too. That's right. Because we all went and did some fittish stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Yay.
So that's fun. So yeah. That's so yeah. Salt. You don't have to be terrified of it.
Yes.
Don't let it. Kids, don't dress up as salt this Halloween. You're not going to scare that many people.
And still, go get your high blood get your blood pressure checked.
Please. Please, it never does hurt.
All right, now are we good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, main topic, DragonCon, coming up after this.
Darkside Sally presents a science fiction novel by Brian Holtz. Collapse at Hidden Verse 332. The multiverse generator is failing. Universes threaten to collapse and entire populations will cease to exist unless it is reset. One being from each of more than 5,000 verses has been acquired and their DNA verified. Only one remains. His name is Timothy Rayburn, and he is a resident of Earth. The consolidation of organized systems has sent a ship to retrieve him. Timothy is a teenager failing speech class due to a paralyzing fear of public speaking. He soon learns that his problems are quite small compared to the impending collapse of all existence. He must overcome his fear if he is to survive not only the dangers of space travel and multiversal war, but himself. Collapse at Hidden Verse 332. For more information about the print version and the quickly approaching pod book, visit DarksideSally.com. Go places, make friends, save the multiverse.
Oh my god, I just found a CGC 9.8 grade ashcan edition of Mutant Warrior Babes from the Planet Zargon number 1 with a chromium cover signed by the inker. I'm gonna bid right now.
Stop right there, citizen.
Oh my gosh, it's Night Ranger and Working Man from the Inner Circle.
Before you foolishly squander your allowance, check out the Fistful of Comics podcast.
Fistful of Comics podcast? What's that?
It's a weekly podcast covering comics, games, movies, RPGs, and other geeky goodness.
And where can I find this at?
www.fistfulofcomics.com.
Well, now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What's the other half?
Come listen to Wapcaplets at wapcaplets.net. A gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
Hi, kids. Space Ghost here, and you are barking a happy tune with Geek Radio Daily.
Oh, what the heck is that?
I don't know, but they sure smell like bad cup of soup.
Yeah. There you go. Very nice.
Yeah.
Cup of soup, by the way. I couldn't afford cup of soup when I was in college. No, no. I had to buy the ramen noodle packs. The cup of soup was deluxe, yo.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
The cup of soup had the 6 or 7 dehydrated tiny shrimp-looking things in it.
True.
Yeah,
true.
Or the little slivers of beef.
Mm-hmm.
That was deluxe, yo. Whereas the ramen noodles...
Just packaged.
That was just the noodles and the little dry packet of flavor. But they were like a nickel, you know, 20 years ago, right?
You're eating high on the hog,
right,
then, man.
Absolutely. So, no, it was ramen noodles back in my day. Cup of noodles. Oh, that's for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
God bless us, everyone.
I am tired.
Apparently.
I am really very tired.
You do appear to be tired.
Somebody hook his IV back up.
Oh.
You want to go get a Red Bull real quick? Because you know.
You know, I think I have one left. I was going to, but I think I have one left, and I need it for tomorrow morning because I'm getting up and doing the morning show tomorrow. Mm. And then Saturday. And,
Right. Yeah,
yeah. So, no rest for the Vickers. So that's fine. Let's talk about our DragonCon experience. Guys, do we want to go individually? Do we want to go topically? Or do we want to go chronologically?
I think we should go chronologically. It might be the better idea.
I don't remember if I don't know chronologically.
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Chronology is the best way I'm going to be able to remember what the hell we did.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you guys were there before me.
Yeah. All right. You want to launch it off?
Yeah. It was a long drive
He's
down.
He's going to launch off. It wasn't that bad.
It was a long. It was worse. Not that. It was.
We
a
made
fun
like
time.
eight and three quarter hours, which is not bad. Richmond to Atlanta.
Yeah, but we were making really, really bad jokes half the way down.
Well, sure, you know, farting and telling jokes and all that. It was fine. You brought Blazing Saddles, so it was fine. We got down there. We did stay with Command Line and his lovely wife had a place over in the Hilton.
Yes.
Anyway, it was not the hotel.
The one with the good elevators or the bad elevators?
The better elevators.
Then that was the Hilton. Yeah.
So we stayed with him the first night, and really the only thing we did the first night was go to get our tickets.
Yes, which two of us did.
Yeah, yeah. We got there. We got into that huge line wrapped all around the place. Mm-hmm. Now, who knew? Because, you know, we pre-bought, right?
Yeah.
Pre-reg, you're good to go.
That would be the cheaper way to go, the faster way to go.
Warren did the Ticketmaster thing, right? And it turns out that was the way to go because the line
was five people long.
And it couldn't move anyway because at some point they came over and said, this line's too long. The rest of you from here on back, you got to come back tomorrow.
Which was like six people in front of us.
Yeah. And then Warren had, but they said, Ticketmaster people, you go right in.
No problem.
So Warren went in, right? Uh-huh. And we're standing there trying to figure out what to do. And I'm like, well, I don't want to. Warren's never been here before, man. I better walk in with him, right?
Yeah.
You went around front and I said, I'm going to go in and see what's going on. And then I lose Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the room and I'm standing around and it occurs to me the chaos in this room. There's just a bunch of orange t-shirted volunteers telling people where to go. And I figure, I'm in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
I may have passed the gauntlet and not noticed it.
Yeah.
So I wandered up to an orange t-shirt and said, hey, I have a pre-reg. Which line am I supposed to begin? He said, oh, you go right over there.
Yeah.
So the trick was, in fact, just to get into the room.
Yeah. Once you're in there.
I went under the radar, man.
Yeah. I actually did the noble thing. It didn't cut in front of 300 people. I actually waited
probably
till
more
next
than
day.
300.
Yeah.
I cut in front of 300
people in front of me.
That is what we call a dick move.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I got mine, and Warren got his, and Bruce had to go back the next morning, but it was fine.
But I didn't mind, actually, because when I went back the next morning, I got in line about 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, the line started. By, I say, 8:10, 8:15, I was already done. I was already, and there was like a... It was the same place that we were before where they cut the line off before. It's like 400 people in front of me. By the time I got it done, 15 minutes later, I had my badge.
Well, and while we were waiting on Warren, we met up with Brian and Wolfie and crew who were already there. So we saw
Wolfie
them
doesn't know his own name because we're like screaming it at him like 3 feet away.
And he's not used to people saying his name in public.
Yeah.
He's just not used to people calling
him. That's his call sign.
Well, I wasn't there yet, and he was with the rest of his friends. So he was like, oh, everybody's here. There must be another Wolfie.
Like, Iceman. He's
like, no,
he's dangerous.
I bet they're calling Dick Wolf. That's who they're calling.
Well, maybe so. Yes. Yeah. Is that all we did? I mean, after that, we went back to the hotel. We inflated our mattresses. And then went to sleep, right?
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
You guys are dynamos.
Let's tell people, because our good friends, Thomas and Andrea, lovely, lovely people. However, they do like to sleep with a cold hotel room and 9 layers of blankets, which is cool. I kind of like that, too, sometimes. Cold out and then lots of blankets on you. That's cool. However...
Yeah.
The floor dwellers.
Us.
Me and Warren and the Bruce.
Yes.
I believe, I had a sleeping bag. I heard about this later. I was cozy enough, that's fine. Warren gets up in the middle of the night, can't feel his feet, actually goes into the bathroom, gets a towel, because it's all
he can
find.
Gets all the towels.
And covers himself with the towels. Hey, Warren is a big bitch, right? Curled up in his boots. He's like sitting
in a fetal
towels, shivering. And then, by the time we woke up, Bruce is already gone. He had gone off to the to get his ticket early Friday morning, right? And we saw that his mattress was uninflated. We're like, oh, that's nice. He must have uninflated it so we wouldn't have to do it later. No.
Bruce used it as a blanket in
uninflated
the middle of the night.
It in the middle of the night so he could cover himself with it.
And it was still cold. This plastic thing is not getting heat whatsoever.
He got him with an inflatable mattress on him in one corner. Warren with like 9 blankets. I mean towels.
Yeah.
Hotel towels on him in the other.
Penguins were like, man, I need a sweater.
I was
cozy. It was just cold.
So, all right, Friday.
Mm-hmm. So Friday, we get up. I go get my badge. I come back. We say, okay, let's go see if we can get our hotel room. We can. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. No problem. Let's go check in.
I forgot about that. We got in early.
Yeah, we got in early. I made sure we checked in.
Well, we tore the bumper off the Vicarus's minivan.
Yeah, I was going to get about that in a more tactful way. But
I forgot about
yes,
that.
Yes, we did.
We
didn't
mean to.
What's this wee crap? You did.
Yes.
I'm in the back seat.
Snapped right back on.
You did that.
No
that
problem.
Was you.
Yeah.
No
right. Worries. Does she even know that her bumper is
well,
not
yeah.
held
I mean,
on
it's
with
making
anything?
Funny noises. So we've got to get it.
Honey, what did you do
to
your van?
What did you do?
Honey, I took the van out today and it's making a noise. What did you do?
Yeah, I told her
did
what we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that would be the move right there going, what'd you do to the van, honey?
I don't know. No, I didn't do that. So Friday, it was late Friday when Billy Flynn arrived. And the day Friday, except for the fact that I know we went to the gym Saturday.
Yeah, we went to
so
the
no,
gym.
No, I officially have no idea what I did Friday.
I went shopping a little bit, went to check around.
Did go to the dealer room, yeah, I did that.
Went to the dealer room. Other than that, not a whole heck of a lot on Friday. At least I don't have my notes.
Not until nighttime. And yeah. Friday night was the Pimps and Hoes party.
Pimps and Hoes party. Oh,
Wrath
yes.
of the Bone.
Yes.
That was a
Scott
good time.
Sigler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. And by that time, now Flynn was in. Flynn took the, you took the L in, didn't you, from the airport?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so
I
you
did.
You got there by 9:30, 10:00?
Yeah, it was like, my flight got in at about 8:30-ish. I was silly. I like 9:15 or whatever, walked up, dropped everything off in the room, and then we got ourselves on over to the Pimps and Hoes
party,
baby.
Pimps and Hoes
party, and that was a good time.
Yeah. Oh, God, oh, yes, dude, that was a good time.
Awesome. Although, mm-hmm. getting to the party
was a pain. We could have rappelled up the side of the building and been quicker.
The Atlanta Hyatt has the stupidest goddamned elevator system I've ever fracking seen in my entire life.
That's why we stay at the Marriott and tell everyone, stay the hell at the Marriott.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Because that's where we learned you have to go down to go up.
Yeah.
And you have to go up
to go down. Very zen.
Ah, very zen.
It
was only like 25 minutes
waiting
in line.
There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Five.
Okay, there were 5 elevators,
yes.
But there was a nice little like digital screen up there that showed where all the elevators were going. So everyone's like, okay,
it
so everyone
haunted
would,
you.
It would they would run over to where it was. But the problem was that people got on like on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th floor to ride down so they could go
back
up
to the 25th floor. Yeah.
So you could never get on the, and it's not like there were stairs. There weren't really any stairs.
Yeah.
Well, I think there were some, but
we were going
to the 23rd floor, I think.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're not climbing 23 flights of stairs.
But if we had just like, you know, if I knew where, I did learn where the stairs were before it was over because the Hyatt is also where the consuite was.
Yes. I knew where it was then.
It was a good little consuite, man.
That was a fantastic consuite.
I enjoyed that consuite. The consuite Nazi that ran that thing,
he
was the bomb, man.
He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing.
He did. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
You remember what his first name was?
I don't remember.
That guy was awesome.
Every time
I love to give a shout out.
Boom. Yeah. Consuite. Consuite at the Hyatt was off the hook. Elevators at the Hyatt suck ass.
Pimps and Hoes. All right, this goes into Jabba's question. Is it sort of what you like? A little bit.
Yeah. It depends on what you call an orgy.
It depends on the year. It was nuttier last year,
yeah.
And that's not just my experience. Just into the party was a lot crazier last year.
Yes.
And I think because of that, I do believe that there was actually some deliberate effort to, you know, okay, let's keep
down
some digging.
Yeah.
Next year, it can be. It can really easily do. There was some nudity.
Yes, there was.
Oh, yeah, there quite
because I have a picture or two.
There was some nudity.
So do
and
I.
There was
yeah.
some crudity and all that sort of thing. But,
yes.
You know, it was just
I had a fine young lady check my kilt.
Everybody was there.
It was nice.
Everybody was there. You had T. Morris spinning the records. You had Scott Soupbone Sigler once again holding the whole thing. We had Evo this year, yo.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Got to hang out with him a little bit.
And who else did we get to talk to?
Well, we talked to Pip. We talked.
Yes,
to Rich.
We talked to Pip. Damn it! That's right.
To everybody, man.
I know that we did, but Pip was there. That
was
fantastic.
Was awesome. We got to meet Pip Ballantyne, right? Philippa Ballantyne. We love you. We're so happy to have gotten to meet you and all the folks that we got to meet. PG Holyfield and his insanely hot wife were there.
Yes.
See, this is a problem with naming people because you know you're going to leave people off that you really ought to mention.
It's true.
Well, if we forget you, we're sorry.
We love you.
We love you anyway.
We love you.
We
and
do.
Send us a voicemail.
And we were drunk, so
yeah.
We were pretty drunk. I did not drink as much this year as I did last year. Just overall, I didn't. So.
Really?
Yeah, I spent very little.
I drank about the same.
Then you're the DD. Oh, shut up. Well, then I made up for the both of you. Cause,
yes, you did.
You got pretty snookered.
I did because it was great.
Friday night.
What was
Sunday
great
night
is, you know, I was being clever, you know, fitting in a little bit of Fit Club here. As, you know, I had a bottle of water because you brought bottles of water.
Yes, I did.
And I brought with me my little, 10 calories each, little packs of Hawaiian Punch to mix with your water.
Yeah.
Well, God, who was the bartender when I first got there? Because it was someone I should remember.
It was Jack. The guy who read Jack's.
Okay.
Jack wakes up.
Oh, freaking Seth Harwood,
yes.
Yo.
He was the
How do we forget Seth Harwood? What?
I walked up with my half
Seth
full
is my boy.
Bottle of my Hawaiian punch and bartender extraordinaire said, "Hey, I know what to go real good with that." And hooked me up some vodka. Vodka and Hawaiian punch.
Oh.
Off the hook, baby.
Well, Seth knows all the off-the-hook shit, yeah.
That's true, because that was outstanding. Because we went, and I don't know that it was just me. I don't think it was. But we ran out of some vodka.
Yeah, apparently
we ran out.
They had to go get some more.
Well, yeah. of course they did, because by that time I was like the Tasmanian devil running around.
Well, yeah, we asked. And those of you who are just listening to the show didn't get to see how beautifully Flynn actually pulled that off with the sound effect.
You know how
the
tough it is?
Was awesome.
You know how tough it is to put your eyes back in after that?
Java asks about the orgiatic nature of these events. By and large, they're open bar events.
Yes.
So I mean, do them right.
They're open bar events, and they're repressed geeks that get together at a big-ass party.
And
they're hundreds of miles from home and yada yada. What do you think?
You got the, you know, area codes. Come on, area code.
Precisely so. So a good time was had by all. I remember a lot of it.
Yes, I do too.
J.C. Hutchins, you know, we hung out with Hutch for a few minutes.
We certainly did.
Oh, God, who didn't we talk to? It was a great party.
I just want to say, since we're talking about the Pimps and Ho party, before we wrap it up, we absolutely have to say, good job, Soup Bone.
Yes. Good job.
Bravo. Again, sir. Again.
Because there was nothing better than listening to Soup Bone talking to you about the party. Walking up to everybody. You ever thought about hoeing yourself out? That's just some
hilarious.
Now, we were back.
Everybody.
And as soon as we walked in, how many women gave us hugs just walking in?
I know. Well, we're GRD.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So after we left the Pimps and Hoes party.
Yeah, after you guys left.
What the hell did we do? Did we go to a dance, didn't we, that night?
I didn't.
You went to the...
Oh, right. You didn't. Never mind. I know what you... Warren and I
went to something. You went to some, 16-year-old goth kid party.
There was a rave... Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That first
goth
night.
Goth kid parties?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome couple of DJs, man. The rave down in the ballroom, the main ballroom there at the Hyatt. Holy God, that's fun, man. Just like last year, it was smooth, and Warren got a hold of glow sticks. He had glow sticks, and he was going
off on, man.
And I think we were in by 3:30 or 4 the first night.
I was already back in the room by that time.
Not too hardcore. Especially since we were up and right back in Evo's suite again the next morning.
At 11:30, we were already in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody looked like hell.
Now, let me say for Friday night that I don't know how cold the hotel room was that you stayed in, but the hotel room I stayed in Friday night with you effers was really effing cold as well.
Yeah, I was agree. I was cold that night as well.
God damn,
well, see,
was
that
it
was
cold.
Your room
and
that
still,
time. You
and
it
still
about.
Wasn't as cold as it was
the
night before.
Called the desk. Yeah. Well, wait, didn't we do
we
so?
Did.
And they were
we
like
sheets.
And they were like, everybody's already we're out of blankets.
Yeah,
didn't we get totally out of blankets?
We got like four sheets, and that was it.
Like when we arrived Thursday night, and we pulled up to the hotel.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And the valet leans into the car and says,
"The valet,
sonny, we have no parking spaces." And then held out his hand for his tip.
It was hilarious. I'm like, "Are you kidding? Are you that stereotypical?"
Yeah, we didn't.
Seriously,
we didn't tip him.
But
yes, that's
spit
right.
In your hand, because I'll do it.
We're out of blankets. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate
it. Out of blankets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In a hotel.
I'm not ragging on the Marriott, because the Marriott's a really good place to stay.
So on the way back to the really cold hotel room, that's where it was my first run-in with the consuite, because I was like, oh, hey, look, there's food here. They had little triangular little peanut butter
sandwiches,
and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, yummy.
Do you have any idea how good at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning little peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are?
Well, the fact that the consuite is open at 3 in the morning serving peanut butter sandwiches.
It never stopped.
This is the nature of Dragon Con that people don't understand.
There was
and that
always
Java would not
food,
understand.
And there was always entertainment.
Yes, it's
always.
Like Vegas. In
it never really closes.
It doesn't close. Right.
Something's closed. The art room closes. The dealer's room closes.
Everything
else opens up.
Con room open. It was great because there's a picture of me looking incredibly drunk because I was standing next to the Torchwood fountain drinking machine dispenser. And, you know, that was the main area where you would get your food. And in the other room where all the tables were and popcorn continuously popping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And just watching all the geekiest stuff. There were two different TVs, one in the first room, one in the second room. And there's always something really cool
on. Yeah.
So, yeah, you could have just hung out there.
Yeah.
There were people, I'm sure, who did.
I'm sure they did. And some people actually tried to go to sleep. And got scared to death
by the Nazis.
Wait! There's no sleeping in the consuite.
Oh Jesus!
I almost threw my food, dude. I was
and
like,
you weren't asleep either.
I wasn't asleep. Yeah. I was getting food.
You know, we did a lot of just people watching. We would take a whole hour here and there just to sit outside.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
Outside the main circle, the big fountain.
And to watch Bruce every time he saw a hot lady in costume, because he would go.
So that he would. Yes,
yeah, I was wearing a kilt. It was easier.
Ladies.
Exactly. So, go ahead.
I was gonna say, we taped the live show, 11 o'clock, 11:30 Saturday morning. Everybody looked like hell, but we were there.
It was a decent crowd
like
10, for us.
12 people came to see that, so that was kind of fun. And then I had a panel at one.
There, you did. You had to leave immediately.
Oh, I got you. It was actually pretty decent.
Now,
it was a good panel.
We did get a video of that particular episode, which Justin TV is a site that we were going to use to like host a bunch of stuff. But as it turns out, if you want people to be able to go there anytime and watch your videos that you have to have a dedicated computer that has these files on them.
Yeah, crap.
So Wolfie, our tech guy, is going to figure out a way for us to go ahead and post that so you can see it if you really want to.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun. I mean, you might as well, because Lord almighty, the people that we had there. We had, you know, crazy celebrities there.
Yes, we did.
So what did
amazing
you guys have between between the taping of the show and the parsonage?
And while there, while at the taping of our show, we got copies of the web user magazine that Marty brought us.
I didn't get a copy, Marty.
No, you didn't, because you were a jerk.
No, because he handed them to you, and I just didn't get
one. Right. That's right.
Yeah, I don't have them either. I want one.
No, that's right. You didn't. So when you guys come up with some cash, I'll provide you some magazines.
He's going to hold the magazine.
Yeah, really. We call it a dick move.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'll go with that one. That's my fault.
So what happened between anything of note happened between taping live show and Parsec Saturday?
Oh,
I couldn't tell you what I did. I slept.
Let's see. Well, I checked out the dealer room, which was cool. Ran into our good buddy Larry Elmore again.
All right,
who did remember me? So that
did
was
he
cool.
Did he really?
Yeah,
that
yeah was,
he
oh, good. I was like, Mr. Elmore, you probably don't remember this, but like last year at Origins, he's like, you know, we were drinking, and he's like stumbling back to the hotel room. I'm like, yeah,
nice, good, nice move.
So that was cool. So that was a good time. Got to see him, and it was really cool because it happened. All during the weekend, I keep saying that I'm a minor internet celebrity, and by God, I am, because I had 10 people stop me just walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, for GRD. Now, granted, 6 of these 10 were from the forums. I ran into the mayor, saw the mayor on Sunday.
That's awesome, because I didn't run into that. There's a lot of people I miss.
And, you know, Surreal crashed on the floor with us. He knows how cold it is.
Rob was with us, yeah.
But there were people who were not in the forums at all that stopped and was like, hey, the show, that's fantastic. And, dude, I was like, well, thank you. I was enormously flattered and at the same time going, well, I am a minor internet celebrity.
This is pretty cool. Yeah.
Now, what was really great is when the mayor stopped to say hello and everything, I was hanging out with Wolfie and everybody. So here's like my friends hanging out with me at Dragon Con and people stopping me because they know me. So that walking out of a panel. So that was great.
Yeah, because people it's like, hey, man, I can prove it. I can prove I have people who actually like
that's
me.
Right.
See here?
I told you. People know who I am. People know. Spent a bunch of time, I think, on Saturday in between before the Parsecs, just like, you know, looking at costumes because we have a bunch of pictures of costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic stuff. Mm-hmm. I love the guy who, greatest costume ever, easily had to be. He just had the Pillow Pants for Life shirt.
Nice. I don't think I saw him.
Oh, really? It's in one of the pictures. It's definitely one of the pictures, because it's not a picture of him. He's that guy in the picture, and that guy is wearing a Pillow Pants for Life shirt, just like the Kevin Smith action figure that I have autographed, which is fantastic.
Nice. Yeah. If you want to see those pictures, they're up on Flickr. They're attached to our site, too.
They should be.
Oh, man, go to Flickr and just type in Dragon Con 2008, because, I mean, you'll see everybody's. There's probably 40,000 pics up already.
Oh, sure, easily.
So you want to know what it's like? Yeah.
It is there, and it's cool.
I slept all afternoon, so.
Yeah, you did sleep all afternoon. I went to a panel. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which one, because I get them all mixed up, because there was a really awesome. And the other thing I love about the hotels there is that if you missed all these panels, they had the Dragon Con TV that just showed you all the panels.
Yeah, a lot of them were on Dragon Con TV.
So why sit in there and do that when you can see the Star Trek panel that you missed, or the awesome, dude, the Battlestar Galactica panel?
I missed that one. I wanted to go to that one. I missed
having
that one.
Edward James almost lead the entire crowd in the So Say We All, oh my God, that was awesome.
Nice.
I had a different run-in with Edward James almost a little bit later on Saturday night.
Yes, you did.
We got to get to the Parsecs.
Well, we went to the Parsecs. We didn't win. And,
we did not
we
win. And you know what?
You. Yes.
It was your fault.
The public, especially you, Adrian. That probably isn't your name, but it was worth it to mess with the heads of all the Adrians in the world.
That's right. So
wow. Okay. So we didn't win, but we looked really good.
Oh,
we
yeah,
got
we
to
were,
shake
we
a
looked,
lot of hands,
we looked
kiss
damn
a lot
good.
Of babies, all that kind of stuff. Made a nice impression there. Got to meet and hang out with some nice people for the Parsecs, and some very talented people got awards.
Mur, I love you.
Yeah.
But I swear, never write vamp on a script again.
No kidding.
Ever.
Ever.
Unless unless you want to give it to people that know how to vamp, people that vamp for a living, people, I don't know, maybe like, in the radio industry. I don't know. I'm not naming any names. I'm just saying, how you doing?
We actually looked so good. They actually wanted us to put us on top of the stage, so we can give out an award.
That's right. We looked awesome.
We looked that good.
But it was nice to be there. Everybody looked real pretty.
Yeah.
It was fun. Well, always nice to do those events.
Some look better
than others. Stranger Things, they won. That was cool.
Yes, they did.
They won.
Good job for them.
Earl and the gang. That's awesome.
And then, I love their speech. I love their video speech.
Okay. That was
beautiful. That was the best part of it for me.
He did a good job.
That was pretty cool. That was pretty good. I like that.
Post Parsecs, there was another gig up in yet the same room.
Mm-hmm.
Evo Suite again. You had the 8808 party with Pip Valentine and T. Morris.
Now that would be the one that the kids tried to crash, right?
I remember seeing kids. Again, I don't remember a lot about it.
There were kids that came up to the room. Yeah. Apparently, they found out about the open bar. And the best, and it was really clever. I believe it was Evo. Somebody came out and was like, okay, folks, we've ran out of alcohol. Everybody go back home. And the kids were the first one out the door. Then the door got locked and the alcohol came back out.
Good job.
I missed most of that. I remember seeing a group of youngsters and like, huh.
Yeah, that's what that was.
That's about as far as I got was the, huh.
We're here to see the strange-looking old people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, crap kids.
So another party, and that wasn't, it was a different feel from the pimps and hoes party, obviously, because, largely because we weren't dressed as pimps and hoes. But it was a good party. How late did we stay, and what the hell did we do Saturday night afterwards?
That time,
the Cruise Shadows.
You had
show.
The Cruise Shadows,
right? We went to the we went and saw the Cruise Shadows, and no, Cruise Shadows was God darn it.
See, I know this is why I was like,
no, Cruise Shadows was Saturday.
It was Saturday night.
So
Saturday.
We did go. We stayed later at the party than planned, so we didn't see all the cruise. We saw about the second half of the Cruise Shadows show because it started late, and then after that, after the Cruise Shadows show, they had another rave.
There you go. Actually, I went with a few friends of mine. We went over to the Firefly party, which was actually kind of dying down by the time we got to it.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Yeah. And that was the night that we saw Edward James Olmos and James Callis from Battlestar Galactica. And they were like, it's like 1:30 in the morning. We're sitting down the Hilton park, just the area outside the bar. And we see these two guys just shoot right past us. I'm like, yep, that was them. And it was like, I was like, was that? Yes, it was. You really? Yes, it was. The people I'm sitting with get up, go chase. Go into the bar with them. I'm like, man, they look kind of pissed. I'm not following them. Forget that. I'm going to sit right here. They come back out like 10 minutes later. One's carrying a bottle. The other one's carrying two glasses. Shoom, right to the elevators. And apparently at 2:30 in the morning, they wanted more.
Wow.
Yeah. Because my friends were going up to the room at 2:30 in the morning. And they're like, hey, the black and bar is closed, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm trying to clean this up as much as possible.
I understand. Of course.
But what do you mean the not a bar?
You could say fracking.
Yeah, I'm going to say fracking.
Fracking's good. Yeah.
What do you mean the fracking bar is closed?
Well, I'll tell you what. Cruise Shadows were good as hell, man, just like they were last year. And Warren is not really his type of music, but he was like, dude, that was awesome. So that was nice. We actually sat in the drum circle a little bit. That was cool, too. That was a 5 or 5:30 night, I think, Saturday night, Sunday morning was.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Sunday morning, I got up before everybody because I had a few panels that I had to go to.
Oh, right.
Because there was the...
Oh, hey, we worked out Saturday.
Yes, we did.
Did you?
Yeah, good we worked job. Out Saturday. It was pretty
Didn't
good.
Didn't you come?
No.
Because...
Oh, it was you, me, and
because
Warren.
The way to do this is when you're standing in long, crazy lines, you've got your bottle of water, you can do... You know, little tricep things with bottles of water. You can do stretching while you're standing in line. And not to mention the fact that you're just walking between four fracking hotels.
Yes.
You're getting a workout.
You're getting some cardio.
I do have to say at this moment, I'm going to call out Techno Guru. I'm going to call out my buddy. Because they were staying at a different hotel that you had to walk away from. And twice I had to go with him to get stuff from their hotel, blah, 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 whatever. There was this hill. There's a hill over there. That hill didn't really bother me. But Lord, it was killing him, and I was
Isn't that a good scene?
Was tired and stuff from Dragon Con, but I was never exhausted. And the simple fact that I had been getting off my ass and getting ready and stuff, I got to do a lot more than I would have if I had not. Because I saw a lot more of Dragon Con than I think a lot of people did.
Yeah, I never had to sit down for any one time just to go, oh my God, my feet are killing me. I can't rock. I can't do anything.
I took some sit-down moments, but not because I had... Right.
Exactly. Not because of that reason, though.
Right.
I never had to go, oh my God, I got to stop for a few minutes and just breathe.
And the con suite, you know, in the morning, you know, they had little scrambled eggs and like half a hash brown. They used to give you half a hash brown. And they always had fruit. No matter what time you showed up, there was fruit.
Well, okay.
Okay. Well,
the one time I was there, no.
Okay.
Breakfast, no, it didn't happen.
Or, you know, randomly ice cream or whatever.
Yeah.
So there was food you could get there. I saved a lot of money because I had quite a few meals.
Yeah, I did some of that.
Let me tell you, the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, those are pretty good. The little ham and turkey sandwiches they had, those are pretty damn good. The scrambled eggs and hash brown, pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Some fruit and stuff and boom.
It's the best con suite I've ever
Look
been to.
Look up the con suite.
Yes.
There's
con suite dragon.
You.
Yeah. Just, you know.
It's the best con suite
I've ever been to. And they only have them. At RavenCon we had a con suite.
Yeah, but it wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same, but it also wasn't as big a gig.
Exactly.
If the con suite is at the Hyatt again, it's on the second floor, just take the stairs. Because it's going to take you 45 goddamn minutes to get to the elevator.
What did we do at all Sunday?
Sunday I went shopping. I went
you
all
were shopping,
the shopping
like all day,
I was
weren't
shopping.
You? I remember
I shopped
that.
For like 2-3 hours.
Yeah. Sunday I was at a Red Dwarf panel. Sunday I was at the Torchwood panel, which was right after. This is fun. Wolfie and I show up right like 5 minutes before the Red Dwarf panel. There's a line of people. We start to get into it. Someone walks up to us and goes, "Are you here for the Red Dwarf panel or the Torchwood panel?" And we're like, "Well, both." It's like, "Oh, well, the Red Dwarf panel is about to start. This is the Torchwood line." And it's like an hour and a half later, and it's crazy. Now, the fun thing is that, you know, we thought, well, maybe they'll just let us stay in here. No, they didn't.
No.
So they made us leave. We were the last two people leaving. And as we're leaving, there was this incredibly psychotic, crazy girl who kept peeking in. Oh, there's only two more people left. And as we walked out, she grabs her badge, shows it to the guy at the door and goes, okay, here's my badge. And you know, it's time. And, you know, I've been here since 4 o'clock in the morning.
Four o'clock in the morning? What time did the panel start?
11.
Ooh. You're
11.
That person.
Okay, yes, and here's the problem with that.
Uh-huh.
The problem with that is that Shrilla, who joined us, she did not go to the Red Dwarf panel, so she got in line, and we just jumped in line with her and went in.
Yeah.
And everyone that was in that line got in and got a pretty damn good decent seat. So I'm glad you spent 7 hours of Dragon Con
sitting
there,
yeah,
waiting to get as close as you possibly could to Gareth David Lloyd, who plays Yanto in Torchwood, and I didn't understand. I've seen Torchwood. I've seen it a lot. And I've heard women say about how sexy Yanto is. And I don't get it. I didn't get it.
That's okay.
And then Gareth David Lloyd walked out onto the stage. And I was like, oh, he's not in a suit. His hair's not slicked back. He's actually kind of, you know, he's got a necklace.
Regular guy type.
Wearing the kind of clothes that I do. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, now I see what the women say. There it is. Okay, fine. I still don't know that that's worth sitting in line for 7 freaking hours.
To her, it was.
Maybe so. And, you know, and I'm a jackass because if Katie Sackhoff had actually been there.
Yep. Guess who had been sipping the bathwater?
So then, I visited the dealer room, and let's talk about the Walk of Fame.
Okay,
let's talk about the Walk of Fame.
Let's talk about the Walk of Fame. I've been in there. I was in there one time.
Michael Rosenbaum,
yes,
from Smallville, plays Lex Luthor.
Yeah,
does not want my $20 because I was in line to be next 3 different goddamn times when he decided he was just going to take off and leave.
He didn't like you.
The interesting postscript story to that is on Monday. Apparently, he blew off his panel. And coming to the room, he just says, I'm leaving. We found that out. I was like, wow, that's really cool.
Wow, that's a great move.
Let's also talk about Edward James Olmos, who was the most expensive signature you could get.
Yeah.
I thought Adam West was expensive. Because
Adam West is expensive.
$50
yeah.
to get an autographed photo from Adam West.
Mm-hmm.
$20 if you just want to take a picture with your camera standing next to him.
It's $5 if you want to shake his hand.
To get an autograph from Edward James Olmos was $60.
$60.
Everybody, I mean, you know, they had Hilo, they had Baltar, they had Ty, they had Chief, all these guys, $30. They had some of the lesser known people from the show, $20. I knew you're cool and all. $60? Come on, man. You owe us, because what were you doing before Battlestar?
Yeah. You were going to reunion for Miami Vice.
Blade Runner, and that movie where he's the math teacher that teaches the kids physics.
Yeah.
I got a lot of fans, though, from that.
Oh, yeah.
Was he
in La Bamba? Was he the dad? I don't know.
He wasn't worth $60.
It offended me. It was like $60. I was also incredibly bummed out because Joel Hodgson and Frank Conniff and Trace Ballou were all there. But they were never in the Walk of Fame. They were never there getting autographs.
Oh.
And every time they had a panel, it was when we were taping, and the other panel that they did was, I think, like an hour before I got there, so I never saw them, and it pissed me off extremely.
Sorry, I went down to the Walk of Fame and looked around. That's about as much as I did.
I did, too. I saw the people who were really expensive and really busy, and I saw the other people like, there's Lou Ferrigno packing his crap up.
Oh, sorry. James Marsters. was there. Mm-hmm. James Marsters, a lot of people had signs up. There were some people that like didn't want you to take photographs. Michael Doran had a sign that said no flash photography. Wolfie snapped a picture of him, and Michael Doran's handler said, no photography. And he goes, it says no flash photography. My flash is off. And they just sat there and looked at him like, damn, he got us.
Those clever fans got us again.
But James Marsters not only had the no picture sign, but he also had a sign there that said no personalizing. So you could pay him $30 or whatever the hell, and he was just going to sign James Marsters on it and hand it to you. Mm-hmm. That pissed me off.
Yeah, I was like, eBay.
And there's this long-ass line of people for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's all these other cool people that... I saw Dana Snyder, who is the voice of Master Shake.
Yeah.
Who for 20 bucks, not only gave me an autograph, but drew up a little picture of Master Shake right there. That's the coolest damn thing I've ever gotten from a... So I'm just saying, you know, could have been a little better.
Hey, did you guys eyeball Hayden Panettiere at all?
I sure did.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
see her. Absolutely saw her there. She looked incredibly thrilled to be there, let me tell you.
Did she?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because she was pretty good at whatever.
Yeah,
Gen
but
Con?
I think...
Jen? Was it Jen?
I think it was Jen that you were.
Oh, yeah, because Vicarious. I got the picture with Vicarious,
Between that and her, you know, over-obsessive boyfriend, Peter Petrelli, I think she's... I think she's getting a little bummed out on the
whole
thing.
Maybe.
I think she's getting a little tired of, like, you know, 16-year-old girls coming up dressed as cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Oh,
or the 35-year-old ones that shouldn't be wearing a costume at all.
Even sadder, yeah.
There is that, too.
Yeah.
There is that, too.
I'm sure I did something Sunday, but I don't know what it was.
Sure there is. And
I got nothing.
I don't know. But Sunday night, the Marriott. Apparently, Sunday night.
Yeah.
At the Marriott, apparently it's a tradition that someone goes to the very top of that 47-story elevator.
Yeah.
At about floor 38, your ears pop because you change.
You shoot straight up. Yeah.
Apparently, it's a tradition for people to go to the very top floor and like throw things over that are going to float down to the ground. Mm-hmm. Apparently, last year, people did it with paper airplanes. Well, this year, somebody, and I'm sure I have no idea who that was, this year, somebody had little plastic men with parachutes, and these were thrown from the 47th floor.
Didn't somebody also have like a model airplane?
That they were going to throw.
I heard about this. They were having a conversation with this individual.
I can tell you this. Okay, I saw this happen. Yeah. I saw this happen. I saw a bunch of kids with a little, well, kids. They were like 19.
Yeah, kids for us.
Yeah.
For us, they're kids. Yeah.
Model airplane. And the guy literally, as I step off the elevator, I see this group of people and a model airplane and him say the words, it couldn't possibly reach terminal velocity, would it?
That's never the time you want to figure out things.
And then somebody, who was not me for the record,
was not you,
stepped up to them and said, no, that wouldn't hit terminal velocity, but neither would these, and held out the aforementioned little plastic men with parachutes that this person gave to them so they could throw them down
yes.
From the top. Now, there are pictures that I have seen of people, of the guy who grabbed the first one as it fell, and he was thrilled, and he was incredibly happy. There's pictures of them falling.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've seen
cool.
the photos.
Later that night.
I haven't seen those photos. Damn it.
Later that night, there was also money. People were throwing $1 bills from up there. Mm-hmm. Wolfie got one of them, and good for him. And he put like a chair, the one of the little ottomans they had, like right against it. And he just timed it. And right as it started to fall and all these people are reaching, he just stepped up on the ottoman and grabbed it from all of them.
Nice.
Good job.
It was good, but you know it was.
That is what we call a dick move.
Well, but it was fun. Okay. So while this is happening, and while security is looking for whoever threw the parachuted things over, I'm standing at the bar with Wolfie and Techno Guru and everybody, and we just look around, and someone goes, hey, look, that's Walter Koenig sitting over at the bar.
Cool.
And it was.
Yeah. Great thing about Dragon Con.
Yeah.
They drink, too. It is, because you just, you know, Gareth David Lloyd just happened to walk by, hung out with him down there at the bar. Robert Llewellyn, who played Crichton in Red Dwarf, was just walking through with his family and stuff. Nice guy. Hella nice guy. He was thrilled to be there. He absolutely loved
That's
being
cool.
there.
Good.
But
good
I decided I went and walked up and said hello to Walter Koenig and offered to buy the man a drink. And he didn't want a drink. He already had a drink.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool. It was a nice little moment.
That was good for you, man.
There's more to that story, but I've promised Walter Koenig I wouldn't tell it. So I can't tell it on the air.
I was wondering why you were telling that...
That part of the story?
Cock and bull thing that you just said, because that's not the story.
That's not quite the story.
So you promised Chekhov that you wouldn't tell what... All
right. Well, because we were supposed to interview Walter Koenig for the old show, and then that didn't happen. And they premiered the Gods and Monsters Star Trek fan film thing there, which is amazing. It's fantastic. And I explained to him we didn't get to interview you, blah, 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 blah. So maybe No guarantees, but maybe he's got my card, and I got to give cards to so many celebrities. That was
cool.
Fantastic.
That was cool.
Oh, yeah, just here's the card. It's fantastic right there. So maybe. Maybe we'll get the Walter Koenig interview.
Because I wasn't going to call you out on the mic.
Thank
but
you.
When the mic's turned off, I was going to be like, what the hell did you just tell? That's not what happened. All right.
Well, that is mostly
well,
true.
It also happened.
That did happen.
There were details excluded.
Anyway. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, we can't talk about
that. Sunday night, I know we hung out a lot with Susan Z from the Culture Cast and the patron saint of this here show, Podcasting's Rich Siegfried. We
did see him.
Hanging out with them, man, and drinking with those guys, singing a lot. I do remember there was singing.
Yes, there was.
Oh, there was dancing. You were there for that, too.
I was supposed to be dancing.
Right,
yeah.
Right, because Warren and I were dancing somewhere. I do remember that.
Was Sunday night, the band was playing down there again because I joined you and Warren there. We were all down there dancing with some ladies. I forget the name of the band.
Yeah, we went to see Ego Likeness.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The redheaded woman's
band
name?
Or the DJ.
There was a band there when I walked in. And okay. I was like, wait a minute. I hear techno. Walk in, and who's standing right there turns around and says, Billy Blair! It's like, oh, yeah.
That probably was that then. Yeah. Ego Likeness, which, by the way, does have a track on the Where's Neil When You Need Him.
Really?
Neil Gaiman. Yeah, Ego Likeness has a track on there, as do the Crew Shadows.
That's cool.
So we got to see both of those bands. And then another after the band finished up, there was a DJ, and there was more dancing Sunday night. So it was just remarkable. So we got our glow sticks on like nuts, like just crazy.
I had to leave that because I was being sexually harassed by a lady.
Were you?
Really?
Who? Some girl that was there. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know her?
No, we were there.
Oh, that's even worse.
She was dancing. We started. We were dancing. You know, everyone was dancing. Right. And she got a little grabby, and I was like, well, hold on. You know,
yeah, appreciate that.
Thank you, but thank you. If my wife was here, sure. Yeah. Grab me all you want. Then if she doesn't like it, you two can wrestle.
Well, Warren
wrestle.
I got jello.
Warren got a little grabby on me too, but I mean, he's my friend, so I had to stay with him there for the
no spooning
for the duration.
Huh?
You know? Well, not
I'm
later.
Not gay.
So at some point, I rolled back in on Sunday night. I don't know. It was like 4-ish or something. Yeah. I don't
it
know.
It was about 4-ish because on your way back, you stopped by to ask them about getting more blankets, and apparently they told you no problem or something.
Yeah.
But 20 minutes or so after you left there, they called up to the room.
No blankets, we're sorry.
Yes, they were just down here asking about blankets. If you could just let them know that there are no blankets in the hotel at all.
What the
no
hell?
No blankets here.
No blankets here.
Well, that's because everybody did like we did.
Yeah,
the room was
27,
like a clown car.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it was a Marx Brothers movie. That room, the door opens.
How did Warren keep describing it? Was the Mexican...
Yeah,
Mexican
I wasn't
going
to put it that way, that is how someone put
that's
it.
That's why we're
crammed
them warm
in like Mexicans.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
Exactly. So anyway, none of my nights as late as last year. They were all 6 a.m. last year, so I was pretty good. Did not drink nearly like I did last year. Mm-hmm. Got my dance on.
Yeah.
Had a great time. Monday, we did not do a show because F that. No, I know we talked about it.
We weren't going to pay the money.
See, you
for
said that.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, it's a holiday. We've never done a show on a holiday. You're like,
no,
we're
going to
do
it, man.
We're going to do a show. And
yeah,
I'm like,
well, that was before we realized we had to pay $15 for the freaking internet.
Have to pay what?
$15.
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me.
I do have to say. Because I told you, Wolfie and the gang, they stayed at the Holiday Inn Express.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Holiday Inn Express not only had free fracking high-speed internet, it also had a flat panel TV.
Yeah.
Not that little curved 22-inch TV that we had in the room.
Yeah, what's up with
that? What's up with
that
crap?
Underneath the TV, it had like a little bank, almost like Starship Enterprise crap sitting there, that was just a bunch of things that you could plug various things into.
God.
Since the TV was on the wall, and then what you're getting behind. So... That was about, a third less of the price. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I've got to pay more money to have
a
worse service. Shut
price.
The hell.
Yeah, let me reiterate that the regular price is upward with your parking taxes and fees, upward
crap.
Of $400 a night there at the Marriott. And, and an extra. Oh, you want internet? Well, that'll be $12 a day.
See, I'm sorry. I can go to the fracking Motel 6.
Yeah.
I can go to goddamn McDonald's and get internet.
I know. I'm with you.
Buy my sweet tea and get some internet for that.
So we drove home.
Yes, we did.
Which was no big deal either. It was actually a pretty quick... Oh, what the hell was up with not a car on the road on Labor Day Monday? I mean, that's an exaggeration, but...
Okay. You kept pushing your fracking luck.
Before we get to that, let's try to get down from the hotel room down to the parking
garage.
Oh,
gosh.
Yeah.
Because there's only one elevator over there where you guys parked.
Oh, yeah. And before that, I was toting 50 or 60... No, it was like 80 pounds of gear. Most of that on my back. And I couldn't get a stinking elevator.
Right.
So
I went six straight elevators, went past, filled. I walked down 26 flights of stairs with this crap on my back.
Yeah.
By the time I was done, I was jelly.
You didn't look good.
Oh, no, I did not look good.
And for all of you that are saying, well, so what? You were in the parking garage, you had to go down one floor. Why don't you just take the damn stairs? Because there were no damn stairs.
Yes.
God. You could only take the one elevator that was there that everybody was in that you would have had to have already been up six floors to be able to get onto. So again, you would have had to have gone up to go down, but you couldn't because from where we were, that was the only way you could go up.
Yeah.
But we got out, and after we did, for a Labor Day Monday, it was
beautiful.
Bizarre.
Oh, yeah,
the drive was great.
And Mr. I'm going to push my fracking luck kept trying to say, hey, there's not a lot of traffic on
there's not a lot of traffic.
What's up?
We're going to make great time.
We're
going to
make great time, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Every time you said, we should have slapped you, man.
It was Labor Day Monday on I-95, 85 and 95.
Let it be weird. Anyway. Mind you, we didn't let him actually say that until we were one mile from the house.
That's very true. I wasn't allowed to voice
it. Let him say it. Just let him say it. Just let him piss him off.
What about, we're running really long in this
show. I know.
What about IGOTS?
I personally didn't get a whole heck of a lot. I didn't get anything for myself. I got a bunch of crap for my family, some stuff for some friends, but personally, nothing.
I got autographed pictures.
And, yeah, you did.
You got a stack of those.
Yeah,
too.
I did because I spent my money at the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
I really wanted to buy the replica of Hero's sword from Heroes.
Yeah, I've thought about that too.
I would have. Here's the thing.
What?
Technically, I did buy it.
Okay.
Although I paid for it with a credit card. They weren't going to run the change to the next thing because I was like, frack it, this is what I'm doing. I walked right over to the Walk of Fame. I'm going to get it signed by George Takei and by James Kyson Lee, who plays Ando. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And George Takei.
That boy's cut, man.
And he wasn't there.
Yeah. I actually saw him in the Marriott, and that boy's cut up. He's got some arms on him, man. Yeah.
Crazy. George Takei had already left, and I was like, I already had a weird feeling about buying the sword. I was like, I shouldn't have bought this. And that was like... Okay, so I turned back around. I was like, okay, here's your sword. And then I got my little slip of paper back. So, yeah, I came home with a DVD, a T-shirt, and a stack of pictures.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and memories.
I got the Vicarious Harry Potter shirt, although not the one she was looking for. But as luck would have it, I looked when I came back to town the first couple days I was back. I rolled into Hot Topic, and they had exactly
the shirt she wanted.
For
nice.
So like $6 over on clearance because they're trying to get the stuff out of there for the new Potter movie stuff coming in. Yeah. So
look what I brought you back, honey.
Yeah, see? Huh?
Yeah, so she was at... Well,
what did you do to your bumper?
Yeah.
All right. So then real quick, favorite costumes you saw?
Oh, my God.
Granted, we've got pictures of them.
We got tons of pictures of them.
Oh, yeah, hands down the Ron Burgundy crew.
The Ron Burgundy crew from
that was
Anchorman.
Pretty good
cleverness. I mean, they were just suits, but
fracking brilliant.
I like the guy who the Dragon Rider.
Dragon Rider.
That was pretty cool.
Funny.
That
yeah,
was good.
Yeah, I like that.
Gossamer was pretty awesome. The big red furry thing with
sneakers.
Gossamer.
Oh, yeah,
Gossamer.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes.
Okay. Yeah, you saw him. Hell, how do you miss Gossamer?
I was like, dude. Really? That you wore great. That? That's awesome. That's crazy.
Very few slave Leias. What the hell was up with that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because there's usually
dozens.
Well, there
the
were a
hell?
Lot of original series Star Trek girls going around with this.
There were a
short,
few, yes.
Short, oh.
Yeah.
Thank you for showing up. I appreciate
oh,
that.
Oh, God.
And I have a penny on the ground. I think it's yours.
Oh, look at it.
But
one
slave
of my,
Leias.
One of my favorite costumes that I saw, because Wolfie was over at a little thing where you made a robot and had a challenge
yeah, yeah.
different things.
I've seen this.
Leaving there, I didn't even realize this guy had a costume. At first, I had to stop, and I had to take his picture because it was brilliant. He was dressed as Marty McFly.
Nice.
He had the life preserver on, just his jeans. He had an old Walkman, and he had some shades sitting on top of his head. But it was, I was like, dude, that's brilliant. I also think, did you see Aquaman and Black Manta?
No. I do. I remember the Black Manta because he looked like he'd fall over.
The Black Manta outfit was crazy.
And he had that voice.
And he had the voice.
Black Manta.
Doc Ock.
That
was a good one.
Doc Ock was awesome.
That was a good one.
Doc Ock was pretty special. Yeah. Bruce took my picture with, I think, what I would have to say, the greatest Joker, because there was tons of Jokers.
Yeah, there were tons of them.
The one in particular, there was quite a few people dressed as the Joker when he was in the jail cell, you know, sitting there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This guy was the best looking one of those, and he was just sitting in a chair with, like, shackles on his legs and on his hands.
He wouldn't move. He was sitting there just
waiting. He just sat there. He just sat there waiting for people. There's a really cool picture of a guy in a Batman outfit, you know, lifting up the cape behind him.
Mm-hmm.
But I walked up and I was like, dude, can I get a picture with these? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, this may be kind of weird, but Can I sit in your lap? And he's like, hey, whatever floats your boat, man. So he puts his, you know, his manacled hands like around my throat sort of, and we're sort of smiling at the picture. It was,
that was good.
It was,
I liked
fantastic.
The nurse jokers. There were a lot. Yeah, there were a lot of nurse jokers.
Creepy nurse
some
uniform.
Was scary. Just,
scary, which
some
of course
were girls,
is the point.
Some were guys, yeah. And it's just, yeah. Ugh.
Now, one of the interesting variations was a lady dressed as the Joker mm-hmm. with a guy who was Harley Quinn. He had a three-piece suit and a little hat.
That
and
worked.
He was
I
a
thought
male
that was
Harley
really
Quinn.
Good.
I was like, that was brilliant.
Yeah. I liked, actually, podcastings where Siegfried was dressed as the steampunk Joker. That was
that was
cool.
Disturbing, but yes, but we enjoyed it.
Mm. Yeah,
well, disturbing podcastings with Siegfried.
That's true.
Same thing.
Yeah, really.
If you think about it.
Closing thoughts. I don't want to go over an hour and a half of this damn thing. Nobody's
okay.
listening
yeah.
anymore.
Okay,
that's true. Closing thoughts.
We're going back next year.
We're going back next year, and since
you
I've been once, yes, actually,
I we'll talk about that.
I am going to go. I'm getting a costume ready because Flint just wants to go. We're
the
getting
wife
that.
Wants to go.
We're getting that all prepped and ready to go. They wouldn't let me go ahead and reserve a room while I was there. They told me I had to wait
till January.
Yeah. To January.
Till January. Yeah. That's when you can get the Dragon Con right.
And then I'm going to do that and get that because we got to get a room. And yeah, I don't want to have a room with my wife with you. Effers. So.
Sure. Nor do you want a
Ditto.
Room, say, oh, in the Hyatt.
No, God, no. No, no room in the Hyatt. Hyatt.
Bad.
Your elevators just suck. Your elevators are not made for...
yeah.
If even, even if it wasn't us. If that hotel was just booked,
mm-hmm. yeah.
how would you survive? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Before we go, we do have to mention that some of the people that got the con rate for the hotel rooms were there to see a football game.
Yeah.
So
that's
people
right.
came
we
in for the college football game.
Yeah, for the opener.
Clemson. It was Clemson and somebody.
Alabama. Right.
Clemson,
and
Alabama.
So they got word that if you give them this code,
blah, blah,
you
blah.
Get this $150 rate.
So what's great is all the alumni who showed up with no idea what was going on. And the greatest moment was like the 40-year-old couple, I think, the man and the lady, and... who walked in, stopped, and just looked around like, what?
What the
hell? And then the drag queens walked past them.
Nice.
And she really didn't know how to take that. She had no idea.
Well, let me say, the Hyatt, probably a perfectly nice hotel. It just doesn't handle that kind of volume.
No.
That's all.
No, we can't.
You go stay there on any given Thursday, and it's perfectly nice.
Yeah.
But just not for Dragon Con.
Just no, don't put any panels and stuff there. Don't make people have to go there.
Well, next week, I guess we'll have a regular show with a
topic, whatever the hell that'll be about.
Yeah.
Nice.
Who knows what that'll be?
We'll figure it out later.
We'll figure it out.
Sure.
You guys ready? Let's put
so.
This bad boy to bed, shall we? GRD Weekly, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. license. Drop us a review on iTunes, will you? We sure would appreciate that. Join in the social geek working over there on the forums at geekradiodaily.com. .com.
Why is it not doing? It's not.
.com. All right, screw it.
That's okay.
That's not even the right damn thing.
All right, to hell with it. Buy
no,
some
no, no,
GR-
no, hold it.
All right.
Now, just do it over again. There you go.
.com. GRG Weekly. Oh, yeah, all right, fine. Anyway, do that. Email us, would you please, at podcast Vicar Billy Flynn or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Hey, it worked that damn time.
Get yourself some GRD gear
some
at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily. And be sure to leave us a voicemail at 206-338-6432.
206-3-FUN-HECK!
I thought it was piss wrapped in poo.
Well, that blew ropey goat chunks now, didn't it?
This is a poor excuse for a life.
I'm not gay.
That was lame.
Blah, 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 blah.
What do you think?
It stinks.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
We just saw Spider-Man Droogs. I wish I had a picture, but it just might blow your damn mind.